You mentioned sort of the identity of the Atlanta Public Schools, and now there is sort of this growing sort of chatter about charter and whether or not charter schools are the are sort of the answer to everything. And being an educator, you've heard both sides of this. Dr. Maria Kirstarfin, should APS consider becoming an all-charter district?
Well, we actually made our decision. This is exciting stuff. I love this part of the operational model, you know, conversation and shift. We had a big meeting last night at Douglas. You know, over 100 people came. I think it was one of the best community engagement efforts we've made. So if this is a sign of how excited the community's getting about the opportunities, then I say let's keep challenging the model and start, you know, thinking about what does it mean to have autonomy, flexibility, discretionary money, and more community and parent engagement. That's what we do in our model. And we also want to put a little finer point on making sure that our clusters are planning together so that those flagship high schools are really leading the charge and we're backward mapping our support from elementary all the way through.
Well, and that's been sort of the criticism in the past too. All the schools are not created equal. And even in the clusters, you have the haves and the have-nots